Recording.
Yes, we're back in open session. We're done with number 12. And we're at number 13, Executive Director Report. We're waiting for you to leave so we do the executive report.
Just get bored of us, just want to stroll.
Are we on it?
Yeah, the board members appointed.
And you actually emailed this.
Right. Just formally reporting that the governor has appointed two new board members to replace Dr. Birch and Dr. Heinrich, and that is Dr. Craig Nosley and Dr. Melissa Thompson. I have spoken to Dr. Nosley. He was unable to attend today to observe. He plans to come in October. And it's my understanding that Dr. Thompson has been out of town, so I haven't been able to connect with her. So we'll invite her to come in.
And they start even though they're not confirmed yet, right? Because they are appointed.
They can if the person still sitting is willing to give up their seat.
Which pretty much that's done, right?
So when you're saying they're coming to observe, I mean, they could be voting members, but they're just coming to watch and see how we do for a month?
That's what we suggest.
Okay.
Since they haven't had checked in or anything by that point.
Three board meetings before I was formally seated.
Yeah.
It's very beneficial.
That's all I had on that.
We're excited. So next month, one may be here, maybe the second one?
To hopefully both.
To watch. Yes.
All right, so we're done.
I know Dr. Thompson from the Union Society.
Oh, I'm running out of time. I was actually going to do a current events this month, but I ran out of time. So I didn't do it. Next up is the call to the public. Is he waiting for me? Minutes.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Six. I guess I did three positions.
Oh, already crossed it off.
Oh, no.
Absent mindedly doing something else. Review and approval of minutes, August 18, 2021, regular session.
I make a motion to approve the August 18, 2021, regular session minutes.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Now, we are on to the call to the public. It takes me about a minute and a half to read this, and then...
It's cut into your dad.
Yes, and I was here for the minutes.
Because the minutes will show when you left.
Okay, I just wanted to know that, because we're being so confused.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. It's Tracy at the Veterinary Board. The board is going to go to their call to the public agenda item now.
Okay. This is section number 9, call to the public. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those wishing to address the board are afforded the fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speakers will be advised when 30 seconds remain and asked to include comments. This is the time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, board members may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board can take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place the matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise either option at the conclusion of the 3 minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open meeting law does allow the individual members of the public body that are the subject of criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times during the call of public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask that person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to end the call of public or take other appropriate action. And that is the end of my script, and that, you have the floor for 3 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Dr. Johnson, the floor is yours for 3 minutes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I was listening to your direction of police a long time now, and that is my response. And I want to say this is ridiculous. You make a statement before the public speak. This is ridiculous to the public. You guys have put this thing in place by the help of a lawyer or something. It does mean, but we are looking to the public, you just tell what we want to say. Dr. Johnson, we would only love to hear what we want to hear. This is not an open public context. This is my response. I tried that many times. So you made a brief statement restraining the tongue of the public. And during this conference, I have made statements over and over again, and I projected many of my concerns to the board seriously, articulatively, and the board says that if the matter is something violent, that will be discussed with the board staff and make contact with the person, and we'll have a discussion with that person to find the fact of that matter. And the board will consider that in future agenda. I've gone back to the director many times about my propositions and for the board and my concern to the board various times. That has not done.
3 seconds left.
And that's what I call this board is nothing but an autocratic board. Anyway, your time is going to be over pretty soon. I want to be candidate, and I'm talking to the government office. This needs to change. And that's it. I have to cut it down because you cut it off. And I will never stop talking. And you remember then, Sam.
And so 3 minutes is up. Actually, we're almost at 3.5 minutes. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you in October.
Okay.
That is the only call of the public speaker we have. Next up is number 10, establishment of future meeting date. Next regular meeting will be right here, Wednesdays, October 20th, 2021, 8:30 a.m. in this boardroom. And the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes, we are adjourned. Safe travels all.
Stay well.
Stay safe, stay healthy, and
drive safe home, Nikki.
Yeah, don't tell me.